Good night and shalom. We are so grateful to the Lord for just allowing us to have an opportunity just to explore the Word of God. This year, we are focusing on the theme about decorating our crowns, and particularly the crown of rejoicing. The crown of rejoicing, which shall be given when Jesus comes the second time, is a crown that focuses on winning the soul. We discovered that winning of the soul is not an event. It's a process. And it's a threefold process. It's a process that have, number one, makes you and or makes the soul, the lost soul, to encounter the truth about Jesus Christ. And he said the truth about Jesus Christ is always offensive to the soul. It's unpalatable. The soul does not quickly accept it. But the first step is that one of encountering that truth. Number two, the second process or the second phase of this process of this winning of the soul, which we also called conversion process, or we also called it learning or transformative learning process, is about experiencing Christ Jesus or experiencing the truth, making truth your own, accommodating the truth to your former truth, preferably changing some of the truth and learning some of the truth, deleting some of the things you hold dearly, readjusting and reconstructing. So you first by deconstructing, experiencing of the truth, you have to deconstruct. To deconstruct means you have to destroy the way these truths, these we call them dots, had been joined. You deconstruct them so that you can be able to reconstruct them afresh. And phase number three, or step number three, is the one now you are able to experience, no, express, sorry, or you manifest this truth to others. You tell others about Jesus Christ. And this is already seen in the people that came to Jesus, all the way from John the Baptist, all the way from his disciples, Andrew and the other disciple, the way he called Peter, all the way to Philip and Nathaniel. Tonight, this hour, we just want to look at the role of five groups in winning the soul. Or the winning of the soul depend on at least five particular groups. It's not a one person, it's not a one person thing. It is a multi-dimensional one. Winning of the soul depends on the one we call the soul winner. It depends on the person who is telling the truth. Who is the voice? The John the Baptist, for example. The one who is heralding. The one who is preaching. The one who is ministering. The one who is coming and helping this person. The one that is making truth be known. Expounding the truth. The one who is directing and guiding, the one that gathering the souls and telling them about Jesus. That's the first category of group. Number two, winning of the soul depends on the role of the lost soul. Normally in the parable of the seeds or the sower, Jesus called it the soil. It's about the soil. It is about the hearts of the people. If the lost do not accept, if the lost do not come to Jesus, just like the way Nathaniel was called by Philip, and he asked, is there anything good that can come from Nazareth? But then Philip told him, let come and see. And he came. So unless this person accepts and come and see, it is said that you can take a donkey to the river, but you cannot force it to drink the water. Number three, winning of the soul is determined by the Savior, is determined by the staircase. Here in John 1, Jesus told Nathanael, you see greater things, heaven open up, and you're going to see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man, who is the staircase or the stairways between heaven and earth. You see, heaven and earth, Jesus is the way between heaven and earth. And so that is the one who gives the truth. He's the one who connects us to heaven. And so the winning of the soul is largely determined by the staircase or the Lord or the Savior. Number three, the winning of the soul also is determined by the former teachings, the culture. You see, when Nathanael came to Jesus, or when he was talking with the sower, Philip, he asked, is there anything good that can come from Nazareth? What does that mean? It means that there were some teachings that were saying nothing good would come from Nazareth. So we must also look at the former teachings, which many times become the culture or the traditions that were being taught and taught. And this one becomes a hindrance to the winning of the soul. And finally, the winning of the soul is determined by the angels or the ministering spirit. Jesus told Nathanael, see, heaven opens, and the angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man. Now, the Bible says that angels are the ministering spirit. Angels encamp around those souls that has been won. And so, these are some of the factors that we have to keep determining when you are talking about soul winning. The Lord bless you as you consider this soul winning. Father, we thank you. Help us to look at all the factors about soul winning. Help us to look at the Savior. Help us to look at the seeds, which is the Word of God. And help us to look at the soil, that is souls of the people. Help us to look at even what we call the sabotage, that is the enemy who teaches wrong messages. And help us, Lord, even to look at all the environment that ought to be looked at. Thank you, because you're helping us in soul winning as we decorate our crowns. Maranatha. Amen.